Hey, you know, for children of God, there is always a line to draw with anything or anyone in the world. Here's what I mean by that. Christians, we can never fully embrace the world because this world is passing away. Good or bad, this world is never what fulfills us nor gives us purpose. You know that. We who are adopted by God now belong to Him. We've been set apart for Him, His glory, His purposes. We've been given a new identity. You know, Ephesians 5 verses 1 through 2 tells us, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved us and gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." Paul would go on to write, because of this, do away with all the sin in our lives, right? I mean, run from sexual sins. Put to death anything not of God in us. And then he says this, to not become partakers with the world. In other words, don't join in with them because that was your former life. Rather, expose the darkness. Let the world see that you're different now. You see, there is a line to draw with anything and anyone as children of God. Now, what about the good things in life? How about children, spouses, food, drink, anything good? Is there a line to draw with them? Yes. You see, any good gift from God can be taken too far. It can be abused. I can make my spouse an idol. I can worship my children by putting their interests above God's. I can make food or drink my comfort rather than the purpose and peace I have in Jesus. You see, with anything or anyone, there is always a line that is drawn that we as God's children should never cross. Paul's instruction to the Ephesians was simple. Love God. Walk as beloved children, just like His Son Jesus, who came not to do His own will, but the will of Him who sent Him. In Paul's letter, he tells the Ephesians to try and learn what pleases the Lord, or rather, to prove to the world around you, whether to those closest to you or to strangers you come across, what pleases God. Be that child that honors Him, loves Him, obeys Him, and whose aim in life is to glorify Him above all else. Brothers and sisters, let your light shine in the darkness. God bless.